Hello, and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. April is National Grilled Cheese Month, and cheesemakers in the United States are promoting recipes for making the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. Joining me today is Liberty Svecha, brand manager for Arla Foods. Arla is a farmer-owned dairy cooperative based in Northern Europe with a cheese plant in Wisconsin. Liberty, what is Grilled Cheese Month?
National Grilled Cheese Month is the month of April, and it is a celebration of all things grilled cheese. So on a broad level, it's cheese plus bread equals absolute deliciousness.
Okay. Is this, and I understand it's not just for lunch anymore. You can do a grilled cheese for breakfast or for dinner, right, or snacks?
You can do grilled cheese anytime. We actually have a recipe that a food blogger we were working with has created for us that's a breakfast grilled cheese using smoked gouda, ham, eggs on English muffins. So you can have it any time of day.
Oh, wow. So tell me, how is Arla getting involved in National Grilled Cheese Month?
We're doing a few things around it. So the first thing that we did is last week, end of March, we did a sampling in New York City. So we partnered with Morris Food Truck, which is one of the top 10 food trucks in New York City. And we went around to four different media outlets and then also did a consumer sampling. So we were tasting and sampling three different grilled cheese recipes using our Havarti and Gouda cheeses and just talking about Grilled Cheese Month, how to celebrate it, and how Arla Dofino can work within that. And then on top of that, we're also doing a lot with some food bloggers. So there's two food bloggers that we're partnering with, which is Maria from Two Peas in Their Pod and Heidi from Foodie Crush, who is kind of the queen of grilled cheese. And they're creating some really delicious grilled cheese recipes for us. And we're also having a Twitter party this week with them as well.
Now, how do you have a Twitter party with something as delicious as a grilled cheese sandwich? How do you marry those two concepts?
Yeah, so the concept is that we'll get consumers, we'll get our spokesbloggers, we ourselves, Arla Dofino, and then also Eureka, who's a bread partner we've been working with. We'll all get together on Twitter, and we'll use the hashtag GooeyGoodness. And we'll post about our favorite recipes, about tips about making grilled cheese, and kind of anything that you could think of grilled cheese. And consumers can write in their questions to our spokesbloggers or to us. And we'll have a conversation around grilled cheese. And obviously, we can't all be sharing the same grilled cheese at that time, but it will inspire the creation of tons of delicious grilled cheese.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about Arla's cheeses. What flavors do you have, and what's popular?
Yeah, so Arla Dofino is a brand of cheeses that are made in Wisconsin, and we have a dairy there in Kakana where we have a master cheesemaker overseeing our production, and the two main cheese types that we're making is Havarti and Gouda. And within those two, we also have lots of flavors. So for Havarti, we have flavors like dill, smoked, and jalapeno. And then Gouda, we have chipotle, chili lime, and then smoked black peppercorn, among others. And our most successful ones are Havarti and Gouda, but then within flavors, we're seeing a really big push at the moment with spicy and smoked. So both of those are on a really good trend at the moment.
All right. Are these popular with younger consumers, the spicier, what might be considered maybe more extreme flavors? Or are you seeing popularity across the board with consumers?
We do see Americans across the board trending towards spicier flavors and stronger flavored food, but it's definitely led by the growth of the millennials, which is one of the most ethnically diverse generations. So that's definitely leading it, but it is a trend that we see across the board.
Okay. So what do you need for a great grilled cheese sandwich? Is it the bread, the cheese, or the other flavors and components that you might put into it?
That's a great question. I think it's all of it. You need all of the ingredients have to be great in order to make a great grilled cheese. So if we start with the cheese, you need to pick a melty cheese, but one that isn't too melty. You don't want it to kind of disappear when it melts, so semi-soft or semi-hard cheeses are best for that. When you're looking at bread, you want something that's going to hold up to being pressed. We've been partnering with Eureka Organic Breads, and they have a great line of breads that work perfectly for grilled cheese. And I personally think bread plus cheese is just fine. That tastes great to me, but you also can add so many different things to your recipes. We have a few great ones that our food bloggers have created for us. We have one that has cauliflower in it. We have one with bacon and candied pecans. So really, once you get into the additions, you can add anything you want.
Well, they do look pretty good. We have those recipes on dairyfoods.com, you can check those out. So tell me now, after Grilled Cheese Month ends on April 30th, what's next? What does Arla do for an encore?
It is tough to follow up grilled cheese, but our next big push will actually be the back-to-school time period. So our target consumers tend to be moms, busy parents, and we know that back-to-school is a key time period for them where they're looking for tips to make life just a little bit easier, that transition back into that really busy time period. So our next big push will definitely be that period.
So it's brown bagging it back to school with a cheese sandwich.
Exactly. How to upgrade your lunchbox. Lots of inspiration for putting together lunchboxes and also getting kids involved in doing that as well.
Also getting kids to make their lunch or to create their own flavors?
Kind of both. So just making it more of a family thing. And there's definitely, when putting together lunchboxes, there are pieces that kids can do. So how do you make that more, get them more involved and make it more of a bonding experience?
All right. So you can follow the conversation on Twitter with hashtag National Grilled Cheese Month and also hashtag Gooey Goodness. That's G-O-O-E-Y, goodness. Liberty, I thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
My guest today has been Liberty Svecha of Arla Foods. That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Google+, and to like us on Facebook. And keep up to date with All Things Dairy at dairyfoods.com.